All right. You know what? Let's just start it over again. It's okay, yeah, if I forgot to record
go
again,
right ahead.
Even though I have a giant sign right here that says record.
Oh, John's ooh.
I know, man.
This is Radio FUBAR.
Yeah, we are effed up beyond all recognition. Our RadioFUBAR.com live Chris Break show. I'm Chris Break. I'm sitting here with my good friend John Rapp and Spitfire Sarah. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
We need a soundboard, so anytime
yeah.
I say Spitfire Sarah, it'll make an explosion.
Hey, you know what? The ukulele sounded really good today. I saw you tuning it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We need to get Dr. Pong Fong, who's not listening to this, but he's been working on a soundboard for us for...
ever?
Almost a year now. And it looked good, the prototype, so if anybody's listening to this and wants to make a soundboard, go ahead. What do I have to talk about today? John Rapp was driving over here, and he was slowed down by a group of bicyclists that he kept calling bikers.
Yeah, bicyclists. They're those hardcore professional bikers with the professional suits and the helmets
with
and lights.
Pads,
yeah. They kind of remind me of a cycle gang. They're kind of intimidating.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though they wear those fruity clothes with the...
It's for their aerodynamic.
The tight skinned.
Yeah, they can be intimidating. They give you nasty looks. A lot of times they wear
really?
Sunglasses. Yeah, I was trying to pass them, you know? I was like, I got to get over there to the show. I can't be behind these.
Anytime I see somebody wearing those, I kind of want to beat them up like a European, you know?
Why do you want to beat up Europeans?
I don't know. There's just something about them.
Huh.
You know, just a little too... Yeah, a little too snooty. They just come off a little too prissy to me. You kind of want to slap them around, knock them down a few pegs,
mm-hmm.
You know?
I can see that.
Maybe that's just because I'm a real American. But see, then on the other hand, do they look at us as Neanderthals and we're kind of dumb?
They think we're really, really loud and obnoxious and have really bad fashion sense. That's what I do know.
Oh, man.
From being over there, yeah.
But those Europeans dress like women, the men. Am I wrong?
I mean... The kids do now. They dress, they wear girl pants.
Now, they've designed those now for men, because I know Zach Attack used to wear the female pants before it was trending to where they designed them for men. I think he actually used to go out and actually get the women's.
But they're still, I mean, they're tight. Whoa, tight.
Yeah.
There's this kid that I work with, and, like, he's, you know, I'd call him, like, an intern, and, like, his pants are so tight and they're short, like a good 6 inches.
They're on the bottom?
Yes.
Man.
And then loafers with no socks.
That was the most, wait, in the office setting he
yes.
wears this?
Yes. And then he's like, wow,
I'm
really professional. Like, he's like, because one of the other young ones was like, you look so good. You look really good today. He's like, yeah, I try to be really professional. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah.
See, but I used to be super embarrassed by the, you know, the high rise or, you know, the flooding pants. Like, I remember being like, that was just something you did not want to have, you know, and it was even kind of cool back in the day to have them hang so low that they would get torn up and
yes.
ratty
yes.
on the end. I remember my mother would want to hem my pants.
Yeah.
And I'm
yes.
like, no, this looks cool. You know, and then I got this pair of JNCOs. My mom bought me a pair of JNCO jeans, which are like $50 a pop.
Yes.
Ludicrous, but they're huge.
Yeah.
And then I started out grow them. And, you know, so now they're starting to flood. And those things were like 30 inches wide on
yeah.
the bottom. So when you're flooding, it, you know, almost looks like you're wearing skorts or something. And, you know, like, and then I have to start sagging because they're so high that
right.
I have to make them low. So
right.
I didn't want to sag, but now my pants are hanging all the way down. And that looks even funnier because they just look like tubes.
I liked that. I liked that old school look. Like, I had a couple of the really wide, like, I never had JNCOs. Maybe I did. I had JNCO shorts for girls that I got at Gadzooks. Do you guys remember Gadzooks?
Oh, yeah. That was the alternative.
Were those tight? Were those tight, Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, really? The JNCOs were tight?
The shorts, yeah. I mean, they were girl shorts.
What separated them? Because I know the selling point on JNCOs was, you know, that they were just really wide-legged.
It had like a cute little patch of like a JNCO girl with the big wide legs, but it said JNCO shorts or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
The JNCO girl. I forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm.
So now this guy that you work with,
yeah.
like, are they so tight that you can see his penis?
I don't. Well, his nickname is actually Knuckles because
what? A moose knuckle?
Yes, that is his nickname. His nickname is Knuckles.
Jeez, does he know that's his nickname?
No.
Oh my God.
No, it gets really bad. We have nicknames for everybody, and one of the nicknames is Barry because he looks like a Berenstain Bear. So we never can remember his real name, and I almost always call him Barry, and it's really bad.
So you work with a guy and his nose is pointed upwards, I can imagine?
It's like, yeah, and he kind of has kind of like a curly, fro-y
hair. His lips and his nose are one?
No. No, he just looks so similar. He looks similar.
Now, I want to know, though, if you wear the tight pants like that, Because I notice that sometimes when I wear tighter pants, I get a little bulge, but I don't know if it makes you look bigger or smaller. Like, I don't, you know, like.
I would think it makes you look bigger, you know, if there's any kind of anything going on there.
But like, I think I'm not looking.
Like, if I have a bulge, if I have a bulge like this, like, does that make it look small or big?
No,
like,
I think they wear those European underwear too now. Because I mean,
what is that, like a G-string?
I'm thinking can't wear boxers. Like they sexy have to underwear be super men. Like Speedo type things.
Right. Yeah. They wear Speedos in Europe a lot. Yeah. It's just no thing for a guy to have a Speedo on.
Well, yeah.
I've been thinking about that. Like wearing sexy underwear for men, you know, like what do you call them? European undies?
Yeah.
Like what is that? Are they just like briefs, but
yeah, they're kind of like girl panties.
Pretty prints.
Yeah, but
I thought about,
like,
well, see, because I always imagine, because I get real, like, neurotic and analytical, and, like, half the time the underwear I'm wearing is just ridiculous, you know? What? So I always wonder if I do get to, like, a moment where, say, I'm on a one-night stand, and then,
I'm
like,
on a one-night stand.
Like, what's going to look better? What's going to look better at that moment? Is it going to be wearing, like, Grinch? Like,
no.
Like out of season Christmas Grinch boxers? Or, like, some leopard print sexy man undies?
I'd go boxer brief.
Boxer briefs. What's going to do it for a girl, though? You think boxer briefs are better than, like, sexy man undies?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. If I saw... we need to see what these sexy man undies look like. Because there's some that are sexy. But I would say, like, the boxer briefs, I think most women would agree that those are the sexiest.
Boxer briefs?
Yes. But, you know, tighter. You know, they're tighter.
John, what do you wear? Boxer briefs?
Yeah, boxer briefs.
Son of a bitch. So John's sexier under the pants than I am?
No, actually, now I am wearing, well, I don't know. It's a boxer
brief. It's a
brief,
hybrid.
But it's even more.
All right, everybody
hybrid.
Drop their pants and let's see what we're working with. I'm wearing,
Chris can.
See, look, I'm wearing like all black today. It's like black, like boxer shorts. What do you got, Sarah? What is that? Is that like a... Oh, is that a thong?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, there you go.
So I always wear those most of the time.
Is that just more comfortable?
It's more comfortable. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I'm like, no, panties. Regular ass panties. I need those.
Man, I don't know if I could wear the thong. But is that just black or does it have like a happy face on it?
No. I don't remember.
She's examining.
Oh, it's leopard.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's leopard
about.
In the front, lace in the back.
Oh.
Now, that's not what I'm talking about for sexy man undies. It should
Why?
Be like,
you should go for
lace in the back?
Yes.
I think that's crossing a line.
I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah, but hilarious isn't what we're looking for here.
Well,
we're
if you wear a Grinch, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
all right, so that works.
See?
Now, what about leopard print boxers?
I don't... That would be still funny. I'm like, wow, he really picked these. Like, he really wanted leopard print.
That's the last thing you want is it to be a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
You drop your pants and she starts laughing, and then you don't know what she's laughing at.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure out, should I be more self-conscious of wearing the boxer shorts with funny prints or sexy man undies, which I consider sexy man undies to be just briefs.
Mm-hmm.
That are not tidy whities. They're just briefs, but they have like leopard print or Tommy John or some designer.
Yeah.
Smooth, you
Do
know,
those.
not a dumpy ass. You know, you don't want the saggy
right.
in the back.
Right. Which briefs usually have?
Briefs or boxer briefs?
Well, I've seen briefs that have kind of, I don't know if they're too large or whatever, but they have the kind of saggy booty.
I'm 30 years old. I don't know if I can switch to the boxer briefs. You know,
boxer
I think
briefs are great,
but I always have the free going. You know, like boxer
well,
shorts.
Not,
like, how long?
Not
how old
tight.
Are you when you switch to a thong? Because I think that'd be really uncomfortable.
No, actually, you can't. I mean, it's almost
you
like
you can't switch to a thong.
No, it's like you can't even feel it. I don't know. I was in, I don't know, eighth grade.
I wore a thong one time, year. And I could feel it.
Well, I don't know. I can't. Could you feel it because it was awkward in the front? Is that what?
Well, mainly the back. But yeah, the front. Obviously the front because there was nothing holding anything in. It was just
It's just a little bit of fabric.
It was just like some floss. It just was kind of up my butt.
Yeah.
It went
around the balls.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it would really like strangulate your scrotum sac.
So thongs aren't for men. We decided that.
No.
But they wear them in Europe.
No, they don't wear. No.
Like those that banana brief or whatever that they
banana hammock.
Banana brief.
Yeah,
the banana. John's got a banana boat over there.
Yeah, yeah, those things. I mean,
we need to buy these and all try them on. And rate them.
Yeah, yeah. If someone wants to send us some of those,
I'm a fan of that. We need to have a sexy underwear party on this show. Oh. Well, we don't have to take pictures, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to. I'll do it myself.
I'm wearing sexy underwear right now. What's yours, John? We didn't even.
I think it's boxers, you know?
Oh, okay. They're Hanes.
Look at that.
Yeah, they're Hanes.
He just got a seal of approval from Sarah.
Let me see yours. I didn't see.
Hold on. All right.
You don't got to do the front.
I'm unzipping my pants.
Pull up the side.
Right. Now, see, I used to wear those. And those are also made by Hanes, and I have some like that. But
those now look very comfy.
They are comfy,
except for that button on there. I don't like the button right there on the penis area. There's a button there.
The button doesn't really. For the record, I'm in my boxers now with my pants around my ankles. But these are sexy enough, right?
Yeah, I would have no problem. Yeah. Okay.
So it's better to just go low key than to.
But if you had a Grinch on there, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so funny. What's that? You know, it would draw attention away.
Away from what?
Or I wouldn't say anything and I'd be judging you.
For what, the Grinch?
For the one night stand. Yes.
Oh.
See, she'd be like, what the heck? Maybe not. Maybe
not.
I
think that if I'm ever going out, you know, mind ready for a one night stand, I'm probably going to prepare my undies. You know what I mean? Like prepare them, like get a conversation
so
started.
So you would
going
never do a
there.
Spontaneous one night stand.
Well, I would, but then that's really embarrassing.
Oh.
Because who knows what you're wearing under there. Well, I'm talking the night when you're like, I'm going out, man. I'm going to fuck somebody tonight. You know what I'm talking about?
No, because I've never done that.
I'm not talking about going to a party then happen to hit it off with somebody's friend. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You've never gone out like prepared? No. Like, I'm going to wear my black bra today. I want to put my pants back on.
No. I mean, if I did, it was for me. It wasn't
really loud.
On the back of that, I think we got to call Alperkan now.
Oh yeah, we have a guest coming up, Mr. Alperkan. Talk to him about some business and blue jeans, or no, business and politics, or I don't even know what exactly this guy is.
Some blue jeans.
Richard Alpert is what I was calling him for quite some time, but that's not his name.
Who is Richard Alpert?
Richard Alpert is from the island. He's the.
The island.
Island. No spoilers. He's
the movie The Island?
No, Lost. Richard Alpert is the guy. You know, I don't want to say anything about him. Tall, skinny guy, kind of Spanish looking, white guy, maybe European. I don't know what I'm saying. He's got black hair.
Okay, I've heard his name before.
He's one of Ben's buddies.
Okay,
you know, without giving too much away, he may or may not have something to do with the Black Rock. No? Okay.
I don't know any of that.
Lost is a really cool show.
Are we calling it Mr. Alper?
Let's call Alper.
I never watched that show.
Alperkan is from Belgium, and it's like 2:20 a.m. there right now.
Now, is that considered European?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I got a question for you.
I would assume so.
I like that ringing noise there.
Yeah, it's low-key.
Did you know we're calling?
And we might have a special guest in 15 minutes as well. We don't know.
Yeah, Coolio is supposed to call.
Hello.
Hey, hello?
Hello.
Hello, hey. Alper. You're on the Chris Briggs Show.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, what's up, man? We got a lot of white noise over there. Do you have a microphone or anything? We probably should have done this beforehand.
Okay, you're not hearing me clearly?
kind of. You sound like you're in a big room. I don't know, you got a ceiling fan on or something?
Actually, I'm not, but I'll try to move on. Is it now better?
No, but whatever.
It works.
Okay.
Hey, what kind of underwear do you wear? Are you European?
Yes, I am. Exactly. I'm Belgian.
Belgium.
Belgian.
Yep.
Belgian. Not like the beer.
I don't know.
Like more. Is he like the waffle or the beer?
It's the same.
That's the same. Belgium?
Belgium exactly. Is yes. The country.
One with the chocolates.
Yes.
Okay. Chocolates.
Go ahead. Okay, so what kind of underwear are you wearing?
Well, if it's that interesting, it's a blue boxer.
The boxer.
Oh! Boxers! We were curious about Europeans and their underwear.
I apologize for everything I said about Europeans. Everything I said about Europeans.
Are they loose boxers or are they tight boxers?
I forgive you. In name of all Belgians.
Thank you.
Forgiveness. State forgiveness.
Exactly.
Okay, now you are on the show because you left us a comment on, what is it? On WordPress. We're doing this thing now where we're on the WordPress community. We're getting really involved and engaging with our audience. And you're one of them. Oh, sorry. I got a text about boxer briefs. I got confused. See, look, Alper, I can't multitask here. Okay. So I'm having some problems. John, help me out.
No problems.
Hey, Alper. Okay, we've been doing a lot of stuff on WordPress, meeting a lot of people in the WordPress community and talking to people and getting comments and checking people's blogs out, and yours caught our eye. You wrote like a big, you responded and you said, "Hey, Chris and John, thank you for showing your interest in Young Business Intellect's blog. The objective of this blog is to make Young Business Intellects a destination for business minds who are seeking daily motivation and inspiration about current
business,
business topics.
In order to achieve this, I would like to ask your cooperation, whether by liking articles, providing your opinions, comment under my post, or suggesting any kind of recommendation to optimize this blog. I'm looking forward to inspire you and to make you feel proud to be a part of Young Business Intellects." What is, so we got a couple questions. What is Young Business Intellects?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's at this stage, it's an online platform for, let's say young business minds or those people, young people who are seeking for business inspiration, who are enrolled in a business program or have interest in business in common and who would like to seek for inspiration, let's say some business stories, some anecdotes of business people. People who are interested in personal development, actually everything that has to do with business development, but in a business context. For those people, I'm trying to share some interesting stories in which they can, let's say, find themselves or develop themselves for the future.
Okay, cool. Is there like marketing involved at all, or are you trying
as
to...
As well, because of...
What?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, but...
Because I was... Cause that,
as
cause
well, when... because of my background is in marketing.
Oh, your background's in marketing.
Mm.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, that comment really pissed me off when I read it. Like, I was like, why is this guy reading this on my blog? Why is he writing this? Why is it all about him? Why is this is my blog? Why isn't he here telling me how awesome I am?
Well, you are, and
see there, there you go.
See, yes.
See, he wants. He says you are.
What was that, Alpert?
I said, I said you are, and you awesome. Are cool because you're part of Young Business Intellects, and I thank you therefore. And I'm just it's about me because you followed
right. We definitely followed the blog. Did you check out any of our show, or did you just leave that long comment, you know, just without checking out the show? Because we were wondering about that.
No, I did. I listened.
Because it seems like a lot of people leave comments that just say like, "Thanks for following," you know, and then they go on their way. But you actually wrote this long thing. It seems like that's a bad marketing move because it makes people like upset. I used to do marketing and that's what I always got. Like that posts like what you wrote are spammy and it makes people like not like you. But you said you have a background in marketing. So how does that go together?
How does that go under the radar?
Well, exactly. I think that maybe it might be because of the fact that it's maybe not you who has become pissed off that followed me, but it might be your colleague or someone else who followed me. And thereby I sent a message to the person who did not follow me on purpose, but maybe your colleague did. So I think that maybe the message went to the wrong guy. No, that was me.
Well, that was me. I'm pissed off. That was me.
Are you really pissed off?
Yeah, I read that and I was like, what the fuck? You know, but I like engaging. That's why I wrote back. But then you didn't write back to mine.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Because
what?
Well, you know, there's also something about strategy that I might tell you as well, and that is now mainly consistency and coherence. If one of your colleagues thanks you for saying, "Hey, thank you for your comment," and the other one says, "I'm pissed off," then I'm confused and I'm pissed off as well because I don't know who I need to believe.
Yeah, yeah. What he's referring to is I wrote back first and I said, hey, thanks for checking us out. That was very cool. And then Chris
exactly
said something else. So he's saying he's confused by us having two different
responses. Well, welcome to the Chris Break Show, sir.
Well, it's thanks. A little confusing, I guess.
And I do want to thank you for, I don't think we're getting off the phone yet, but I do want to thank you for taking time out of your day since it is like 2 a.m. there and coming on here to discuss this, my frustration.
You're welcome.
John, is somebody on the
phone?
Yeah,
LotusCast is on the phone. Hello, LotusCast.
Hey, what's
Hey, Lotus.
Is that kid still on the phone?
Yeah, he is, but I think our setup doesn't allow you guys to hear each other.
Oh, man. Well, that's sad.
Did you have a question for Albert?
Yeah, we have another question.
Yeah. The first thing I'd like to know is, like, how often does he take dick in the ass?
Oh, I don't think that's a fair question. That's not a fair question. We're not.
Can you
I'm not.
Sent the question because I didn't hear. I don't know how we hear what he was asking.
No, we're not gonna repeat that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, there's no problem at all.
Thank you, LotusCast, for the question. You can catch the LotusCast following the Chris Break Show on RadioFoodBar.com.
Those guys are crazy, man.
But just to know, can I please get the question?
Yeah, Sarah, tell him the question.
I do not want to say that. No,
it'll sound better coming from a mothering tone.
I don't want to say that.
It was an inappropriate question.
Sarah, it was an inappropriate, mean question.
Sarah, tell him the question.
No.
I want to tell him if you don't.
Come on,
fine.
I mean, like, what's the deal with it?
He said, how often do you...
Just tell her there's no problem with it.
He said, how often does he take dick in the ass? That is what he asked.
Oh,
that is
very
why
nice
we yeah that is why yeah. we were like no
I think he was trying to imply that you were a ponce or something.
Well, I don't think
that's the case though.
Not much.
I mean,
so,
if you are that's fine.
What did he say? What'd you say?
Let's say zero.
Okay
well,
what do you think?
You could
about
say something in Belgian and we'd have no idea, so go right
that's
ahead
true.
Zero dicks in the ass for this caller.
Yes.
What do you think about the commenting on WordPress? Do you get a lot of people that comment on your stuff, and it's pretty clear that they're not actually checking you out?
Well, I did get a comment about one of my texts about online marketing, at which they were saying that the content was very interesting, and they referred even to a, well, let's say a reputable company, at which they said that I have read something commonly, so... It is nice to, well, let's say that it's nice to hear these kind of comments when you're just starting out with this. So I do get some comments, so it is nice.
Well, we do wish you luck on it. I wasn't trying I wasn't trying to beat you up too bad. I was just giving you advice that the marketing, as far as marketing goes, John used to do that all the time, and it irritated me.
Yeah.
He would send that shit to my phone, you know, and it really, really aggravated me. Because I don't know. It seems like there needs to be some level of sincerity when you're talking to people. And then if you go and just start, because everybody loves themselves, especially more than anyone. And if you go to someone's blog and you tell them all about you, they don't love you like they love themselves. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you need to.
Okay. So I'm just telling you that I don't know how well you guys said that you were. You are all knowledgeable about marketing strategies or just marketing in common. And as you know, probably in the beginning, as these blogs are so, let's say, so often published, posts are so often published and followed, there needs to be a way at which you can express yourself differently than others. And I do believe that I've done with that. I think the first step is to introduce yourself before you appraise people. So the first step is to...
Are you reading this out of a textbook right now?
Well, if you need to read it out of a textbook in order to form these kind of sentences, I don't know. That
Let me tell you something about marketing, motherfucker. Let me tell you something about marketing.
Yeah. Tell me,
and strategy. I don't think your strategy works. But I will tell you what I think does work, is our strategy. And that's by engaging with you right now over this discussion. I think that's the way to do it. I think that if you just go on somebody's blog and do a copy and paste on every single thing, then no one's going to give a fuck about you. And instead, and it's fine if nobody cares about you or no one's interested in reading. But if you actually get the opposite effect, where now you're reading it and you're angry, or it's like, man, why is this guy here? He's not even because you might have read our blog, you might have listened, but we didn't get that from your message. And like I said, anytime anybody goes on my blog and tells me what's up, they need to tell me how fucking awesome I am. And you didn't do that.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's say maybe it's because you're not fucking awesome.
I am fucking awesome, and everybody on my blog tells me so.
Okay. Maybe you just need to express more in order to let me...
I'm starting to change my mind about Europeans real fast right now. You're ruining it for the whole country, man.
Let's say it this way. We should both work on our marketing strategy to show that we are both fucking awesome. And yes. This far, it seems like we both didn't match or didn't, let's say, succeed.
That's fair.
Do you ever get pissed off by comments left on your blog? Does anybody ever leave anything for you that's just like, man, why is this guy here? Do you ever get annoyed? Do you ever not approve certain comments?
No, I don't have that kind of audience that far. Well, so far.
Oh. Well, I guess we know who's doing a better job in marketing then.
Stop it.
One for the United States. I'm clipping the shit out of this.
You think?
Sometimes. Sometimes I think, sometimes I am, therefore.
Oh, gosh. You are so ridiculous.
Sarah, do you have a question for the man of the hour?
I feel like I need to apologize. You, like, were so mean.
Sarah has a thing for foreigners, man.
No,
what was that giggle? I think you do.
Shut up.
I do like how you justify your posts on your blog, Alper. Nobody else does that. Justification of a text. I like that.
See, look.
Like what?
Yeah, see what type of response you get by using that tone, John?
That's true, yeah. Nothing. You justify your text on your blog. It looks good. I like that.
Oh, the way the arrangement, the alignment.
Yeah. Instead of left or right or center, it's justified. Nobody else does that. It's like a clear edge on it, you know?
All right, Alper, I was as confused as you were. I thought he was talking about you justifying why... You know, you're using the verb.
Oh, no, no,
exactly,
no.
Yeah. That kind of, I answered it that way as well.
Well, sorry, Alper. This is where you get on the Chris Break Show. Thank you for coming on, man.
Yeah, you're welcome, appreciate it. Hey, what is your blog? Do you want to promote anything? You've been a good sport. We appreciate you. And feel free to leave any comments you want.
Just because I'm not that good in marketing, as you guys said, I leave the marketing promotion to you about my blog.
All right, go to business.
youngbusinessintellects.wordpress.com.
Exactly.
And do you have to like?
Thanks, marketing experts.
Right, well, I mean, do you have to like say his name or? I mean, like his specific blog, or you just like go here?
No, that's his website. Oh, Alper Can.
Yeah, go to youngbusinessintellects.wordpress.com. Alper Can. Man, I can't believe that you wear boxers. Like, I'm glad we have that in common. Because Sarah's starting to make me like question, you know, if I was doing the right thing here. But I did pull my pants down, and she said that I looked good.
I said they looked comfortable.
Oh, damn it!
Alper, do you have any underwear that's got like leopard print on it, or crazy cartoon characters or anything?
Yes,
he does.
He does, and he's European.
Would you wear them on a first date if you knew that you guys were going to go to bed together?
Which guys are you talking about?
No, what type of sex underwear do you choose? Like, say you're gonna go out, hook up with someone, and you get to pick your underwear beforehand. Are you gonna go with a cartoon character?
Well, let's say it this way. It doesn't matter because, it doesn't that.
This is the only thing that
matters.
Let him answer.
No, it doesn't because it goes off the second after your pants is off. So.
That's true. You can hide them if you need to.
It's true.
Exactly.
Okay, good answer.
Yeah, best of both worlds.
So, but apparently Chris does the jeans off first and then stays in the boxers for a while.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't like to actually have any contact like that, so I actually stick it through the fly when during sex.
No, you don't.
I know, but it's a funny thing to picture.
Oh, my God.
You got to have some barrier there. You know, I'm like a Hasidic. Who does the hole in the sheet?
Oh, that's his shoes. Yes.
Yeah, see? But the boxers work. The boxers, you know, resume that, take the place of that, you know, the sheet.
I see.
All right. Thank you, Alper. It was actually a delight talking to you. I had a lot of fun with you. And you were nice and you're intelligent. And I don't think anybody should discount your marketing skills, no matter what I say.
No, guys, I know. Thank you very much.
Thanks. You.
All right.
You guys.
What?
I don't know. He just, he came on thinking, you know, I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah, no, we thought about that beforehand. Okay. We thought about that. We weighed the pros and cons, and we decided.
He stayed on the phone.
Yeah, so he's a good sport.
Yeah.
So we decided, what should we do here, you know, and I made some joke to John. Let's get this guy on the show so I can yell at him. He said.
I know.
And the next thing I know, the guy's confirmed, and it was like, okay, we have to talk to this guy now. How am I supposed to know he's European? Are you calling someone, John?
Are they calling us?
We got a call coming in.
All right.
Answering call. That Google Voice is still answering call.
What's with all the white noise happening?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
John, I think you had the volume turned down too low. Maybe. Possibly.
Hmm.
We'll find out. Is the call answering?
It still says answering.
Oh, that's not good.
Thanks a lot, Google Voice.
What's that?
That's just a cord. We got a shoddy sound today.
I know.
Maybe cords are touching each other. Doesn't that happen sometimes? We installed all this new Ethernet.
What is all that?
Should I hang up on him and try to call him back?
Do you have a number?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it a try. All right. Yeah, what is that white noise about?
I don't know. There, it's gone.
That's because I turned it down. I think it was Richard. I blame it all on Richard.
Richard?
Alper.
I was like, what?
He was a nice guy, but I just...
What?
Marketing people get on Chris's nerves. He told me, he was like, all this marketing stuff you send my phone, you know, it makes me hate you. And I'm a good friend of his, so what do you think he's going to think of somebody just random on the internet?
I know.
That is true.
I mean, he picked up the call at like 2-something in the morning.
Yeah, it was very nice, but you know.
I know, okay.
Honestly, I kind
the
of...
mailbox belonging to Shaka Zulu.
Shaka Zulu?
Shaka Zulu.
Shaka Zulu.
Oh, what's happening with our surprise mystery
guest?
Do
you know who Shaka Zulu is?
It's a surprise, Sarah.
Do you know the surprise?
Who's our surprise mystery guest we're going to have?
Do you know?
Oh, I know.
Is it something that's
going to... It's a surprise for you.
Oh my God, shut up. Are you serious?
I mean, yeah.
Shaka Zulu.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
What's up?
Hello, this is Chris Briggs Show. You're on the air. Can you identify yourself, please?
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? This is Coolio with the Flow, a.k.a. Shaka Zulu.
Shaka Zulu.
A.k.a. the Ghetto Gourmet, b.k.a.
Coolio.
What's up?
Coolio.
This is not Coolio.
Yes, it is. 100%.
Why, do you have the radio turned up over there? We're getting feedback.
Shaka Zulu, man. I got my hands free. You know, we can't
hold
the phone up to our ear no more.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, it gives.
I'm in the car.
Yeah, that causes a brain radiation. Is anybody else getting an echo, or is it just me?
No, I hear it.
Yeah, well,
okay.
That's not an echo, man. That's not an echo. That's black noise.
Black noise.
Where are you driving to, Coolio?
I just picked my girl up from the airport.
Oh, okay.
What is that echo? That's killing me.
Okay, let me see. Hold on. Let me see what I can do about that. How's that?
Let's see. Check. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Fixed it.
Oh, what was that? Thank you, man.
I had you on the hands-free going through the auxiliary.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling in today. We really appreciate this. We've been listening to you since we were young tykes.
Yeah, man. I remember listening to Catch a Thief, To Catch a Thief, the album. I used to listen to that all the time.
It Takes a Thief.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It Takes a Thief.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry.
Get it right, man.
He didn't listen to it too much.
I'm nervous. No, I'm really nervous. We used to listen to that song all the time.
I understand. You was affected by my black noise.
Yeah, it's the black noise.
I'm telling you, my all-time favorite was, I'll see you when you get there.
Yeah,
that was the best.
Like that
was the best one. Okay, so what are you up to nowadays? You're popping up in movies and TV shows everywhere. Cooking.
Say that one more time.
You're popping up in TV shows and movies. But hold on, I want to know something. John's been wanting to know this for a while, too. Yeah. Can you shine some light? What exactly... We wondered this when we were kids all the time. What happened with that Weird Al situation?
Oh, man, you know what? I've been answering this question quite a bit lately. I'm the first one to admit when I'm wrong, bro, when I've done something stupid. And I was one of those times. Mm. I mean, you know, I got mad at him about doing the song because he asked me if he could do it. And I said no, and he did it anyway. But it was stupid of me to say no. I should have said yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, I should have said yeah. And that's that. And there never would have been no problem, man. But it was one of those, you know, times when, you know, when you do something stupid. One of those things that, you know, make you look at yourself like, make you slap yourself.
Well, I don't know, man. To your defense, I could see if you tell somebody not to do your song, not to make fun of it. If it's a serious song to you, I can see telling them no.
But listen, though, he did Prince, bro. He did Michael Jackson. He did all kinds of people, man. Who am I?
You're pretty big to me, man.
Who am I? I mean, it was all in fun. I should have let it go. It was dumb. But, you know, hey, in hindsight, I can say, you know, I was stupid, but at the time, I was stupid.
Now what? Because I've always read though that's like his whole angle is that he won't do a song if someone says no.
Yeah.
You know, and that he always asks permission even though he legally can do it.
He did that.
That's crazy.
That's not the truth.
I wondered. Yeah, because I always thought the story was that you know, like he asked the record label and they said yes, but you said no.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't know about the record label what they did. I just know when they asked me. I said no, and I should have said yeah, though.
Hey, what do you?
I apologize to him too.
Oh, really?
Well, that's good.
Why are people asking you about this all the time now? You know.
I don't know. I think because they want to. He just came out with a new CD. Not to mention, and not only. I think people are nostalgic and they want to ask me about stuff. Hey, I'm doing an interview.
Interview right now.
He's
on the radio.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
You know, I think people want to be nostalgic, and they want to ask me about, you know, things that they consider to be, like, throwbackish.
Yeah, are you, like, yeah, because you're, like, pure nostalgia to us. I don't know if that's an insult or not, but do you feel that way? Like, I mean, how did you deal with, because you had some serious number one hits. You won a Grammy.
Yeah.
Like, and then you kind of, I don't know if, like, they weren't pushing your albums or what, but you kind of faded out. Like, how'd you handle that?
It was weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I went from having the number one song in the world to like, I think I know why.
What was it?
I mean, I got a pretty good idea.
Did you piss off an executive or something?
Well, not to mention. Not only that, I stood up for myself, bro.
Mm.
I stood up for myself, and I started talking about, you know, I had an agenda. I had a semi political agenda. I started talking about real stuff. I realized how big my voice was, and I started flexing. I started talking about stuff that was meaningful, and, you know, I started talking about things that people didn't, you know, want me to talk about. I was getting too real with it, and you know, maybe somebody would have listened, so they was like, you know what, okay, all right.
I mean, wait.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you how to do it. This is Bob. We got a 14 of that over here. Coolio is starting to make sense. He's starting to wake up the minds of these children. Be advised that we are needing to start operation shutdown immediately. You hear me, Bill? I got you, Bob. I got you. Okay, well, getting a point over here on our end. And I'm here.
Yeah, wait a sec, Coolio now, right now, we just got one coming. Don't worry about nothing, I got everything in place to cut him off. Okay, get him like this for
it. It was like that.
Wow, so there wasn't like any delay on albums? Like they just straight up just Cut you out.
My third album was called My Soul. And effectively, I can say, bruh, as a body of work, it was one of the best things I've ever done still to this day. And song for song, it could go with any album, but nobody never heard it. And then my record company also, my record company, Tommy Boy, their contract was written, if I had went double platinum or double platinum again, they would have had to give me $7 million off the top, bro.
Wow.
And then back then, they wasn't giving rappers that kind of money. They damn near had a cardiac arrest when they had to give me $3 million after I went platinum. Did all that on Gangsta Paradise. I reached the maximum ceiling budget with my album sales on Gangsta Paradise, so they had to give me the maximum. And the ceiling was $3 million, and they had to give me $3 million and two points. So I went from, at that time, I think, I jumped from 15 and a half points to 17 points when I went platinum on my first album. I immediately jumped to 17 points. So when I did what I did on Gangsta Paradise, that took me to 20 points, bro.
Wow.
If I would have did it again, it would have me somewhere to like 23, almost 23 points.
Yes.
That's a lot of points, man.
Yeah,
that's still up there on the Billboard charts. Like, I mean, that was still, you know, broke some records. Like, it was insane what that song did.
Well, if you take a look at Tommy Boy's history, they had all their platinum groups, De La Soul, Coolio, and Naughty by Nature. They had a flop third album. That's a pattern,
wow.
And it was because they had this lawyer. His name was Dan Hoffman. He was the one writing all the contracts, and I'm sure he wasn't the smartest, he wasn't the brightest star in the sky. So he probably wrote everybody. I'm pretty sure he wrote everybody's contract exactly the same. Mm. It was a template, and so when they realized what they had to deal with and what they were going to have to do, they were like, oh, we cannot let these. We can't let none of these fools do well on this third record because we have to give them too much money. They only give them as much money as us.
Wow.
No, we can't have that.
So Tommy Boy Records had a ceiling built in to cut you guys off at a certain point. Like, that's crazy.
I'm sure, but hey, listen, I'm absolutely sure of it. It has to be true because it happened three times, bro.
So what'd you do after that?
If something happens three times, three strikes you out, three strikes, you get life. Three groups flop on the third album means that there's a pattern. It's a conspiracy.
So what'd you do after that? Like, I mean, did you look for another label, or did you just try and just live off what you had, or
you start picking up? I was gonna be the first artist on DreamWorks.
Hmm.
When DreamWorks had I was gonna be on Geffen. DreamWorks offered me a hell of cash, but Tommy Boy wouldn't let me out of my contract.
Oh, shit.
I got mad at Tommy Boy because all that work I did on my third album, bro, my third album was tight. They put out one single, it didn't do what they wanted, and not the single I wanted to put out. And they decided that, well, we just gonna scrap this album and start on album number four. They wanted to do that because they wanted album number three to flop.
Man.
They was trying to start me over again.
What made you start going on reality shows? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that seems like something that I couldn't see you doing that. You know what I mean? You start popping up on, what was it, Big Brother and things like that, or cooking shows?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Those pay good, bro.
Do they?
Hell yeah. That's a big fat check right there, partner.
You almost won that.
I do it again, I do Big Brother anytime. They pay good.
Was that stressful though?
Huh?
Was that stressful doing that Big Brother? Or no?
Well, no, man. Well, I made it fun.
Yeah, you got.
I made it fun,
you
bro.
You got thrown off. Didn't
I took
you get...
a bow. I just climbed my way through the whole thing, bro. I just acted like a big brother didn't exist, and everybody was living in my house, and it was like they was all my kids.
Why'd they end up throwing you off of that?
They run in it. The first one, you know, I did two of them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think I might be thinking of the second one then.
The first one, I came in third place.
Oh damn!
Wow.
Yeah. I stayed in the house until the last day.
Wow, man, good job.
And then the second one, I didn't really get kicked off. They had this man thing on there.
They had a what?
Man thing.
Man.
It was this dude. He couldn't decide what he, you know. He was gender
confused?
No.
Gender identity disorder?
Transgendered?
I'm not trying to say transgender. I'm trying to make a joke out of it.
Oh.
he was gender retarded.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He was gender retarded.
Coolio, I don't know if that's the most politically correct term to use.
Yeah, exactly. I know that. I'm not trying to be politically correct right now. I'm trying to be funny. He was selectively gender charted.
Really?
Okay, wait, hold on. Yeah, wait, what's the other word? What's the other word I want to use?
What?
I think someone's trying to keep in check back there.
It might be things like this that...
what to say, like,
get him in trouble.
What's the word? You're not allowed to use the word retarded anymore. You're not allowed to use the word tranny.
Yeah, there it is. He was genderly challenged. Okay. That's it. He was genderly challenged.
Genderly challenged.
I didn't have a problem with him.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Can I use A-hole on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can say cunt fucker if you want.
He was an asshole. Okay. He was one of the biggest assholes with. And he got some big feet, too.
Hey, who was that? That wasn't Chaz Bono. Who was that?
His name was...
Boy George?
He put himself Nadia.
Nadia.
His name was Norman. Normandia.
That's
whatever. But he decided from Jump Street that he did not like me. Mm-hmm. He decided he didn't like me. So every time I said something, he was trying to get involved. He was getting involved and getting in my conversations, basically getting in my business.
That sucks.
Isn't that what you're
getting in my business, man? And I started clowning him. I started imitating him. Oh my God, I hate you. Where did this die, man? I was clowning him, bro. He got mad at me. And then I was trying to play a joke. I was going to hide his shoes. He had men, 5'11" pumps.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's big pumps.
Could you imagine what that look like?
No.
Could you imagine Shaq? Can you imagine Shaq with some pumps on? That's definitely what it looked like, bro. I thought it was hilarious, and I was just, like I said, I was just trying to have fun. He took it the wrong way, and he started acting like I was, they used the B word on me.
Oh.
The B word?
The B word, bully.
Oh.
I thought you were saying they called you a bitch.
Nah, oh, hell no. Then it would have been aggravated assault on that motherfucker. We'd have been fighting. Them fighting where the lock up from still.
Wow. But see, the fucked up thing at the end of the day is, you know, that's what the producers wanted. You know, they will get Coolio in here and put him in here with this generally challenged.
He was a little bit. He was a little bit too big too, and he might have had that generally challenged strength. And you know, shit. And just imagine, I don't know. Nah, I couldn't take that chance, because what if he would have won the fight?
I need to see this guy.
There goes my street cred right there out the window. Nah, I was clowning, bro. I was just clowning.
and he will not let it go. And, you know, I heard after the show he became suicidal.
Wow.
People were mad at him. People were mad at him for basically, you know, because he was messing with me, man. He started it. I did not start it.
I'd have to hear that guy's case. I don't know what's going on here. Hey, you were on the Guy Fieri show, right? Were you on some cooking show where you were? You came in second place.
Yeah, robbery point. I call it the guy Rachel versus Guy show.
Robbery.
Hey, I got robbed, bro.
Second place is pretty high.
Hey, Lou Dollar Phillips, my baby toe could cook better than Lou Dollar Phillips. I can just send my baby toe to the show, and I stay at home. My baby toe is full of Lou Diamond. He already know.
You've got a book out called Cooking with Coolio.
Hey, listen. I tasted his food, and I tasted mine, bro. And listen, Lou Diamond, I got a lot of respect for him as an actor and as a person. He's very kind, and he's just a real cool dude. But, and he can cook a little bit, but when it comes to real cooking, bro, and coagulating flavors and just doing it in a real way, he's not on my level, bro. He's just not, and he knows it.
What team
are you? Won because at the end, I'm on one of the highest levels when it comes to cooking, bro. I mean, I ain't no Bobby Flay, but I'm right in between Bobby Flay and OJ.
Wow.
Oh, OJ. Oh, my God. OJ's good with advice.
Oh, okay.
So am I. No, I'm just, let me stop. Man. I love OJ, though.
What was that?
Free OJ.
I don't know anything about
it. I like OJ, man.
I don't follow OJ. I was too young for that, man.
OJ is still my favorite running back. But back to the Rachel versus Guy show. Okay, so Lou Diamond, look, at the end on the last episode, we had to pick decorations for our restaurant. We had to create a restaurant and create a theme and all that. Okay, so here we go. We're supposed to pick stuff. Okay, now how the hell they get to pick everything all at once? They, you know, basically, Taylor Dane put her hand over the whole table. She just wrapped her arms around everything on the table and said, "This is ours." I said, "How the hell that's gonna be all yours?" Wow. I said, "We should pick one thing. You pick something. I pick something." And I know this is ours. And they grabbed everything, all the good stuff.
That sucks.
And I got pissed. I got pissed on that episode. I started cussing, and I walked off set. I was like, expletive, man, I could just go home, I don't give an expletive. I don't give an expletive.
Who'd you get along better with?
Okay, and then look, and then my side of the room was throw up beige. You know that beige is brown, beer-looking, dark liquor throw-up, when you throw up sometimes?
Yeah.
That's how my side of the room looked. His side of the room, his side of the room was cream and blue. So they started me off losing.
Yeah.
And you know, look, and it was the first one, and Rachel is the queen of the food. She's the queen of the Food Network, bro. And it just wasn't going to happen. She was not. They was not going to let her lose.
Oh, you know? Okay. So you were with Guy, and they. All right.
Yeah, Guy was basically a newcomer, and they was not going to let Rachel lose, bro. They just wasn't, no matter what.
Wow. All right, man. Coolio, thanks for taking time out of your day to talk to us, man. Sounds like you're at your destination.
Oh, man, it's all good. Y'all ask some interesting questions, so, you know, y'all leave openings for me to, you know, I'm trying to start off my new career. I'm going to start doing comedy now.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Nice.
Start doing comedy. I'm pretty funny, too. You know, I don't know if you know what bagging is. Bagging is when you, like in the neighborhood, when you talk about people.
Right.
Like you might sit there 2 or 3 hours and all you do is sit up and tell, you might tell 20 jokes about somebody's mom.
Right.
Tell like, and about your raggedy ass shoes. Tell five about your daddy's fat ass stomach. No, you talking like, you just sit there and I thought, we used to do that. And I, you know, at first I used to get talked about real bad because my lips, I got big lips, right? My lips was this size when I was like 10. So you imagine what I look like, a 10-year-old with some grown ass man lips. They used to call me hot dog mouth.
Oh, that's terrible.
They used to call me old man because I had a big ass head too. Like, yeah, my body had to grow into my head and my face. I look like what's that little alien? The little alien with the big head. No. the cartoon, what is it? Mastermind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had a mastermind head.
Yes.
So people used to bag me, but then one day, okay, but I was a smart kid. Right? I got to tell you this story. I was a real smart kid. So we had a program called NGM, Mentally Gifted Minors. Now, I tested in the top 1% of the state of California in the California Aptitude Test. I was like really smart. I was like on genius level.
Wow.
Okay, so one day, you know, somebody bagged on me. They sent me home crying, bro. They really did. They sent me home crying. And I got home, and I didn't eat dinner or nothing, man. I cried my big ass head to sleep. And then I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, bro. I had an epiphany. And here's what it was. I said, how in the hell am I letting somebody that can't spell automobile use words against me, and I'm one of the best readers in Compton? How am I? This fool can't even spell summer. You know, he spelled summer with one S-U-M-N-E-R.
Right.
This dude, he was dumb. He bagged on me, sent me home. So I was like, how am I letting this fool use words against me? And I'm the word master. I was like, okay. I didn't even start rapping yet, though. So I said, okay. So I started writing down little jokes. I would write little stuff in my notebook and go to school, and I would bag, shoot it. And then after all those years of them talking about me so bad, I had no ego. I had no filter. I had no nothing, man. They couldn't say nothing to hurt me because I was getting bullied too. I was at my wit's end. They couldn't do nothing to hurt me. So I was vicious, bro. I can't even, some of the stuff I used to say, bro, I wouldn't even feel comfortable saying it right now on your show, bro. Cause I could tell you one right now, a joke I said when I was like 13 years old, 14 years old, bro. You said, damn, how did you think of that?
But was it, is it impressive or is it offensive? Because he made it sound like it was like, he said he couldn't tell us.
Both. Hey, it's both.
I think we'd still like to hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I can say anything, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this is the internet, so we're not like, I don't want to get y'all in trouble with the FCC.
No. Yeah, this is unregulated right now. Give it time.
So here, I told this fool, I said, y'all so poor that your mama can't afford no milk. She spent all the milk money on crack. And when y'all get up in the morning to get y'all cereal, she knew y'all didn't have no milk. So that night before she went to bed, she just went outside and got some dog dookie and rubbed it on her coochie. And then up in the morning she had a dish, the white milk dish, and she just told y'all to come in there. She said, all right, give me top cereal, I got your milk.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
That is horrible.
Go sit your little ass down and eat that cereal.
You're serious about these your mama jokes.
Then I said, nigga, your mama pussy so big that your grandmama, your granddaddy, your soccer boys, your four little brothers and sisters, nigga, and your cousins, y'all so poor, y'all heat don't work, y'all just go crawl your mama pussy and go to sleep. Then that nigga can't walk up.
Oh, the phone cut out.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Did we lose Coolio?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you are.
He said, hey, man, where's the exit at, man? I was on the freeway, man, and my car ran out of gas. That's a code, though. That's a code. I should go hard on fools, man. I would not stop. Like, if I was bagging on you at night and you went home, I would... When you come out your house in the morning, I'll be standing in front of your house waiting on you. All the way from ninth grade to like 11th grade, bro. People used to buy my lunch. They say, "Hey man, hey, talk about his mama." And I buy you a punch, some cookies, and a bag of potato chips. I say, "All right." I used to talk about food. Anyway, yeah, so I used to be pretty good. My timing, I rap, so my timing is pretty good. I got some homies that are already doing comedy, so I'm gonna have them help me out and help me with my delivery and help me with writing some things. Man, I mean, I could just write about the things that have happened to me in my life, man, and stuff like that. And I think I could be a pretty good dad for me, probably.
Yeah,
check out some of my skits. Go to, on my Facebook, Huh? Oh, you go on Vine. Well, check out my Vine. I got some stuff on there. Go to Jarez, Jarez Music, JarezMusic.com. That's my partner. Go on his website. I mean, on his Facebook. And, Check out some of them too. I got a couple of characters. I got this male stripper named Wilfredo. and then I got Roy Rogers, Ephraim Zimlis Jr., Mayhem III, the $5 man. He'll sell you anything. He'll sell your house for $5. and then I got Larry. I got Blind Larry. I was not blind Larry, but almost blind Larry. He wears some big ass glasses and walks around with a stick, and he kind of old and senile, and he always tell people his name. He thinks people forget his name, so he be like, "My name is Larry."
That's pretty cool, man. Sounds like you got some good comedy characters worked up.
What's your Vine name? Before we get off here, what's your Vine name so people can check it out?
At Coolio. At Coolio on Vine, at Coolio on Twitter, I'm at Coolio on Instagram, I'm at Coolio right now at home. At home, they don't call me Dad, they don't call me Ortiz, they call me at Coolio.
Okay. I had one more question.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, baby, what's up? What?
He's talking to you, John.
No.
At Coolio.
You know what? I can't. You know what? Listen, you will never be a comedian. I tell you that. You will never work on my comedy show. That your delivery is terrible. I'm telling you to say, "Hey, Coolio." You're supposed to say, "Hey, Coolio." The dinner's ready. Something like that. Man, come on, man. My girl, man. She's fired. You fired off the comedy team. I'm sorry. You just fired. You fired off the comedy team. She came here on the comedy team.
That though for everybody to hear.
Off the comedy team, that's what I said. Man, I'm trying to get up to a joke, man. You got no comedic timing on me at all.
Coolio, I think we got one more question for you.
Go ahead.
This is from one of our listeners, Dave Harvey. He said, "Ask Coolio who has a cooler rap voice, DMX or Ja Rule?"
You can't ask that.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My opinion is they both have good rappers. I like them both, bro.
Okay.
I like them both. D got more resonance and more bass to his voice, but But Ja Rule know how to carry. He know how to sing, bro. He know how to work his voice and do more things with his voice than DMX does.
Yeah. DMX more just bite your head off. All right.
Yep. Thanks, Coolio.
All right, Shaka Zulu, man.
Shaka Zulu.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio. The neighborhood ghetto was like a superhero, a.k.a. Shaka Zulu, a.k.a. the ghetto gourmet, c.k.a. Black Noise. Hey, you inside the box. Shaka Zulu, man.
thank you.
Are you still there after all that?
All right.
It was nice talking to y'all, and I had fun. Be cool.
Awesome.
All right.
Peace out, Coolio.
All right. Peace.
See ya.
I'll be cool, man.
Wow, that went really well.
Wow.
That was a funny comeback after all those shout outs.
I thought
still
he was going to be like, bam, and like hang up. I was like, oh.
Well, maybe that was his comedic timing.
Yeah.
Like, comedic timing would be to come back like he did.
Yeah,
and then, you know, intense timing would be to hang up. But mm-hmm. he's still there. Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's the mark of a cool guy.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good show there.
That was good. We've been off Radio FUBAR now for a while. And that's what people need to understand, is they can go download the full episodes, although no one's listening to this live, but the episodes go longer sometimes if we feel like we need to do so. Because, I don't know about you, but I was not cutting Coolio off.
Yeah, definitely not. You get Coolio on, you go for as long as he wants.
Yeah, I was going to just let him go, man. I almost didn't want to cut him off at the end, but we have things to do, or more importantly, Sarah has things to do. There's some serious hum coming out of that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. We'll have to get that under control.
Yeah.
You just turned it down to sound like.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Well, thanks to...
It's still there. Yeah, thanks to Darren Snyder, Indian 2, and thanks to Mr. Frank at RadioFUBAR.com, and Mike, and who else we got, Sarah? 405 Media?
Yep.
John?
That's about it. Thanks to Coolio. Thanks
Alpert.
To Alper.
Thanks to Alpert.
Yeah, being a good sport, taking some criticism. I know we get a lot of it, so.
Good to pass it around now and again.
Yeah. Coolio's also got a cookbook. You can look him up on YouTube, too, Cooking with Coolio.
Yeah, I remember when he put that out.
Yeah, man, that guy's a diverse guy, man. He's doing some cooking, some comedy.
All right, I think we're done now. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope you play it. And I know this is recording. And I hope you play it. Okay, see you guys.